CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Former President Donald Trump is safe and back at his Mar-a-Lago resort following what the FBI is calling another assassination attempt. The Secret Service opened fire at a suspect with a firearm. The Martin County Sheriff says the suspect was unarmed when he was taken into custody. CBS's Lindsay Reiser.
A man with a high-powered rifle was seen near the golf course in Florida. The person was pointing the rifle at the golf course where former President Trump was located at the time. Secret Service agents engaged the suspect, firing multiple shots. That suspect attempted to flee, but there is a person in custody. A weapon has been recovered.
For his part, Trump says he's okay, Reiser noting part of a letter his campaign just sent out.
I am safe and well. Nothing will slow me down. I will never surrender. I will always love you for supporting me.
President Biden and Vice President Harris were both informed and are relieved to hear Trump is okay. The incident raises new questions for the Secret Service still reeling from the July attempt on Trump's life.
It's unfortunately surprising based upon the threat environment. Security officials have been briefing for months that election security-related threats, including threats to both candidates, are at an all-time high.
CBS News security contributor Samantha Vinograd. Trump running mate J.D. Vance continued to push claims that Haitian immigrants who have settled in Springfield, Ohio, are an example of a bad border. On CBS's Face the Nation, Vance followed up on Trump's debate comment about Haitians stealing and eating dogs and cats.
Everybody who has dealt with a large influx of migration knows that sometimes there are cultural practices that seem very far out there to a lot of Americans. Are we not allowed to talk about this in the United States of America?
Democrat Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro on CNN blasting the debunked allegations.
This is dangerous stuff. I know it started because they wanted to just distract the American people from their failed policies and their chaos, but this has now taken on a life of its own because of what they incited.
The Bridge Fire in Southern California continues to burn and has destroyed 60 homes. They're just starting to get a grasp on it. Here's Sheriff Ernie Perez.
We're not able to say specifically projecting when closed areas are going to be open and available.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will vote on the Right to IVF Act, a bill to establish a nationwide right to in vitro fertilization.
We all know someone, every one of us, who has struggled to start or grow their family. So it's inconceivable that MAGA Republicans would stand in the way of taking action to ensure access to IVF isn't ripped away from millions of Americans.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to. Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
What does your retirement look like? With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can help you grow and protect your wealth. They'll look at your full financial picture and help you create a flexible retirement income strategy that considers things like market conditions and healthcare expenses so you can reach your wealth's full potential. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Advisory services offered by Fidelity Personal and Workplace Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor for a fee. This advertisement is brought to you by Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
A federal regulator is suing a company for selling a membership credit card that is packed with fees.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says Horizon Card Services and its CEO, Robert Kane, illegally baited, gouged, and trapped financially vulnerable families in high-fee credit cards. The CFPB says consumers were charged up to $300 a year in fees on a card with a $500 credit limit. The agency says the company, quote, lured consumers into the membership program through deceptive marketing, then charged them illegal and excessive fees and made it unreasonably difficult for consumers to cancel memberships and get refunds. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Beetlejuice tops the weekend box office again with another $51.6 million in sales, bringing the domestic haul to $188 million. The film cost over $90 million to make. Second place was the horror film Speak No Evil, which came in at $11.5
million.
Cooper Lawrence, CBS.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny, upper 70s for highs today. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 63. Sunshine at 81 for your Monday. Sunny 79 Tuesday, sunshine on Wednesday with a high around 77. Sunny and back to the upper 70s Thursday. Currently 78 degrees.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time
to show? To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. Is the time of the season for love?
Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the should do, how I fell in love with you. Showed me how to say exactly what you say in that very special way. You taught it to me too, exactly what you do, and now you love me too.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Ooh. WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything's easy. satisfaction. No satisfaction. WRJN.
Ooh, baby.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
No, no.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
No, honey.
I've got your picture hanging on the wall, but I can't see. Come to me when I call your name. I realize it's just a picture in a frame.
Ooh, I read your letters, and you're not near. But they don't move me, they don't groove me like when I hear your sweet voice whispering in my ear.
Don't you know? Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing. I play my game of fantasy. I pretend, but I know in reality. I need the shelter of your arms to comfort me. No other sound is quite the same as your name.
Refreshed. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
All right. gonna leave. Gonna take that big white bird. Gonna fly right out of here without a single word. But you know you'll break my heart when I want you close. Close that door, 'cause I know I won't see you anymore. Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down right 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave me drowning in my tears. Haven't I been good to you? What about that brand new ring? Doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down for 400 years. Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile, 'cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of.
'cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? I have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself long regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Former President Donald Trump is safe and back at his Florida home after a shooting in the vicinity of his golf club. This is Jeffrey Veltri of the FBI.
The FBI has assumed the role as the lead federal law enforcement agency in the investigation of the incident that occurred earlier today at Trump International Golf Course here in West Palm Beach, Florida.
CBS's Matt Piper has more.
It is the second time in as many months that someone has shot or tried to shoot at the GOP presidential nominee. Today's was in West Palm Beach, Florida. They say Trump was between 400 and 500 yards away from the gunman.
We have somebody in custody right now that is a potential suspect.
Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw on what they found.
An AK-47 style rifle with a scope. Two backpacks which were hung on the fence that had ceramic tile in them. And a GoPro, which he was going to take pictures of.
In a statement, Trump says he is safe and well. Matt Piper, CBS News.